Double Demon by W.F. Harvey. George Cranston put down the newspaper to watch more closely the two women who sat in the shade of the cedar on the far side of the lawn. He had decided that the time had come to inform them of his decision. Its success would depend on his reading of their characters. Were they, in a word, capable of entertaining the idea of murder? He thought they were. He looked at his sister Isabel, reclining on her chaise longue, 60 years old, very much an invalid, an aristocrat to her fingertips, used to giving orders, relentless, not unconventional, but above conventions, a woman who could keep a secret, and proud, devilishly proud, unprincipled. Well, if to stick at nothing for a principle was that, he supposed she was. The good name of the family was what Isabel cared for most in the world. Provided that was safe, she could be trusted to keep silent. And Judith, a beautiful woman, Judith, more beautiful since his sister had persuaded her to stop wearing her nurse's uniform. Clever, too, as clever as they make them, and a born actress. She knew how to get her own way right enough, and had patience to wait for it. A hard, unscrupulous woman. Isabel had made a mistake in keeping her on when she had really no need for a full-time nurse. Half nurse, half companion was an obviously unsatisfactory arrangement. They were bound to get on each other's nerves. He wondered sometimes if Judith shared a secret with his sister, and that Isabel hated her for this. So much the better if it were so. It would make his task easier. There was a movement of the chairs on the other side of the lawn. Isabel was going in to rest. Judith picked up the books and cushions and followed her. George lit a cigarette. It was hot in the garden, infernally hot. From where he sat in the old stone summer house, his eye took in the long low front of Cranston Hall with its white portico. There were too many trees about the house, he told himself. They shut it in on every side, except where the garden sloped down to the park.